Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. In Wisconsin, there is a historic sports venue that has been home to world champion athletes for decades. It's a public space, and generations of fans have had the chance to brush shoulders with their idols in the dreams that one day they too may take center stage. But if you were thinking we were describing Lambeau Field in Green Bay, your guess is about 150 miles too far north. Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke travels south to bring us the story.
On summer evenings in Kenosha, you can find people out getting fresh air just like people everywhere in Wisconsin. Softball players rounding the bases, golfers squeezing in a few more holes before dark, and bicyclists out for a leisurely ride. Or maybe a not-so-leisurely ride. Welcome to the Washington Park Velodrome, a 333-meter banked oval track, the only velodrome in the state of Wisconsin, and the oldest operating velodrome in the country. And to its faithful supporters like Kerry Wynn, anyone who's not here is missing something.
This is the best. They're making a mistake. Wherever they're at, they should be here watching this. This is a great sport.
It's also a sport that has been going on in this natural bowl in Washington Park since 1927, just 3 years after the Kenosha Maroons played their one season in the NFL. Football had trouble drawing fans in Kenosha, maybe because thousands of people were turning out for bicycle races then. 85 years later, the crowds are much smaller, but Wynn says it is a devoted bunch.
Most of the people who come up and watch on the hill are people who've been coming for 10, 15 years. And they know as much about racing as some of our racers.
On this night, no more than 100 people dot the hillside below Washington Road. One of them is Stephen Glowacki, who indeed has been coming out to watch for years.
I have a grandson. I have a son-in-law that are racing here currently. I belong to a racing team, RPM Racing, and we've got several riders here. After a while, it gets in your blood, and it's as much as part of summertime as is sunshine to come here on Tuesday nights and watch racing. In fact, there's my little grandson. The one in the green off the back with the disc wheel. He's 12 years old, but he's racing with the big guys.
There are actually three nights of racing at the Velodrome each week. The Kenosha Velodrome Association has a Masters or Over 30 program on Wednesdays and a development series on Mondays when aspiring track cyclists can bring whatever bike they'd like and learn to ride on a track whose ends are banked at a 28-degree incline. But it's the Tuesday night series that most cyclists aspire to.
All right, first event will be a three-lap track race. We are starting them at the line. You will be starting right where you are.
Okay, guys, you're doing a three-lap scratch race.
On a typical Tuesday, cyclists from 10 years old through middle age compete in the same sort of races you'd see on an Olympic track, shorter scratch races that are essentially three-lap sprints, missing outs where the last rider to finish a lap is eliminated until there's just one rider left, and even Kieran races where the cyclists are paced by a motorbike for part of the race and then sprint to the finish.
Ready?
All right, that is our juniors down the back stretch and out in front on the middle of the track. Looks like Mia Scarlato followed by Mason Sapansky on the bottom. Dakota Horton, Sam Capeltira, Jacob Zondelab.
More than a dozen races will play out over the course of the evening. Many, if not all, of the racers will compete in several of them. Racers like Chris Puddicombe of Milwaukee. He's a Category 4 Master cyclist, that's the second lowest rating, and in his third season of racing at the Velodrome.
If you want to do racing, it's a great way to do racing without having to buy a car or having to buy a super expensive road bike. These bikes are fairly inexpensive, and you can get down here and you can race like 3-4 times a night as opposed to once a day, which is pretty awesome.
Puddicombe says for most cyclists, a key part of the learning curve is mastering the fixed single-gear bikes that also have no brakes.
You know, people say, oh, they don't have brakes, that must be dangerous. I think it's actually a little bit safer because the thing that causes accidents is people braking unexpectedly. So this way, you're forced to learn to maneuver your bike. You're forced to learn to ride with bikes right next to you a lot of the time.
Turn number three still looks good. The other three riders trying like crazy. Can they catch her coming down the home stretch? Here we go, all the way down the line. Who's it going to be? And it will be Olivia Gauss, Skylar Schneider, Deanna, then Sarah Wong.
It might be safer without brakes, but it is still an aggressive sport. At 55, Bob Garner is the oldest rider on the track this evening. The Category 3 racer has been doing this for a quarter century, but he knows most people, even his fellow bike enthusiasts, don't necessarily understand how he spends his Tuesday evenings.
We are a fringe sport of a fringe sport. So, there's, you know, a lot of people road race and they don't track race. A lot of people mountain bike race and, and some people just track race. But the track race is quite a niche in a niche sport.
It's also a sport with a payday, albeit a modest one. Entry fees, money from the track sponsors, and a bucket passed around in the crowd allow the winners to take home a small paycheck. Garner says he can sometimes buy dinner on the way home with his prize money. So why does he do it?
I mainly do it, I like the battle. So I don't like doing time trials, individual events. I like being in a pack and fighting out the battle.
The battle is also what brought Diana Carolina Pinuela all the way to Kenosha from Colombia. Pinuela has Olympic aspirations in road cycling, but not much local support in her home country. So her Milwaukee-based coach, Dave Schneider, brought her to Wisconsin to experience something more competitive than what she's used to.
Solo entreno en bicicleta.
In her track, she doesn't have the money to afford a track bike, so she trains on her road bike, and it's behind a motor, just giving everything she has the whole time.
Everything she has was pretty good on this night. She won the 20-lap scratch race, beating some competitive men cyclists. Her translator did pretty well, too. 13-year-old Skylar Schneider came in third. She hopes her nights on the asphalt in Kenosha might be a stepping stone, but it's too soon to say what the next step might be.
I'm not sure yet. I'm having fun doing it, and I think that's all I'm expecting for now. I always look forward to coming and seeing the people who come out to watch, and it's always fun to say, okay, it's Tuesday again.
But with this week's last races of the season, for Schneider and her fellow racers, it'll be another 9 months before Tuesday nights feel quite the same. For Lake Effect, I'm Mitch Tyke in Kenosha.
Here we go. Who's the next one coming out? It's the fight. Everybody looks in front. Watch where you're going. Who's it going to be? Oh, it's going to be Mia Scarlato that time.
Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke produced our feature on the Kenosha Velodrome. There is a link to more information at wuwm.com/lakeeffect, where there's also a slideshow as well. We'll take one more break, and then author Chris Cleaves' new book features an 8-year-old's fight against cancer and her mom's fight to make the British Olympic team in sprint cycling. We'll hear more about it next on Lake Effect.